The Art of Body Language. Learn how to manipulate, influence, and analyze people by using mind and emotional control. Written by Thomas K. Craig. Narrated by David Martin. Origins of Humans and Body Language. Making use of body language returns to prehistoric and, indeed, pre-language times. After all, when we didn't understand how to interact verbally, all we had was to interact with nonverbal signals. Some signals are universal. Everybody all over the world understands that smiling recommends happiness, satisfaction, or when you wish to reveal that you do not suggest any harm. Crying is considered sadness or pain. How come these facial expressions are universal? How come we can comprehend each other through body language? There are certainly some cultural distinctions, but there are likewise numerous resemblances. Regardless of different racial distinctions in body shape and color all over the world, there is still a lot of similarity among humans, which straight leads to equivalent usage for body language. Why are we the same? The response depends on substantial advancements and research study performed in the last years, in particular in the field of genes. Wade, 2007. When it has actually all begun, let's go back in time and see. Around 5 million years back, a chimp-like population of about 100,000 was living in equatorial Africa, foraging through the canopy of trees no longer provided to be adequate, and they had to adapt to discover more food and increase their opportunities for survival. The need to cover a bigger location increased with the intricacy of their environment, as it was no longer only limited to a canopy of trees. As they were strongly social to manage the intricacy of this new environment, osteopodiasty signs had to work in groups. This suggested that they required to parse social interactions, comprehend who is buddy and who is a foe, and decide who comes from their group and who doesn't. This put a big demand on their mental processing power, i.e., they required a more powerful brain to get the politics of their interactions right. This mental need resulted in an increase in their brain size from about 400 to 500 cc, comparable to modern ape, to 600 to 800 cc, around 2.5 million years back. Simply put, evolutionary speaking, those who had a smaller size brain could not endure as well as those who had a larger one and were gradually replaced. At this point, the Homo habilis had actually emerged. Nonetheless, increased brain size needed more energy. Homo habilis began to consume meat and use stone tools to do so. At 2.5 million years ago, they still had their fur. As part of socialization, they invested about 20% of their time checking each other's fur. This limited their group size to about 50. The size of the brain had raised slowly to about 800 cc. Because of the increased brain size, the temperature level of the brain was also increased and needed a stronger thermal regulation. At the same time, the pressure on regulating brain temperature levels led to the development of sweat glands to even cooler the body and the brain through sweating. Quick forward to about a million years back, and we have the introduction of Homo erectus. This is a huge time in history, as it marks the first expansion of Africa. By this time, there was a much stronger male-female bond. By 500,000 years earlier, a second migration to Europe by Homeobergensis resulted in Neanderthals, who emerged about 400,000 years back. Interestingly, Neanderthals had a bigger brain than contemporary humans and were also more muscular, so it seems that they must have had an excellent possibility to complete and stay remarkable to all other humanoids. They seem to have struggled to evolve and improve one basic ability and action that, as you will see quickly,